Welcome folks to another comedy episode in the Geezer Gus series of classic comedy radio shows. Today we go into our radio vault and bring to you a classic comedy episode from the very popular Amos and Andy radio show. This episode is titled, Birthday Gift for Sapphire. This episode originally aired in 1946. The Amos and Andy radio show was a wildly popular radio program that aired from 1928 to 1960. The show was initially set in Chicago, but was later changed to Harlem. Early episodes were broadcast from the El Mirador Hotel in Palm Springs, California. Today's episode is brought to you by BoomerFlix.com. At BoomerFlix, you can watch thousands of the old classic television shows and the classic movies you grew up with. Give BoomerFlix.com a visit. You'll just love watching the old shows and movies again. Now, enjoy this fun Amos and Andy episode titled Birthday Gift for Sapphire. Also, be sure to visit GeezerGus.com to see all the show categories and episodes. Thanks a million.
Andy, did you hear that? Come on, will you?
Did I hear what, Amos?
That whistle. That's the Rinso White whistle.
And Rinso means us.
That's right. Rinso gets clothes. Rinso White. And Rinso presents the Amos and Andy Show with Shorty the Barber, Hattie McDaniel, or Sadie Simpson, and the Delta Rhythm Boys. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the story of Amos and Andy. This afternoon, while Sapphire is attending a club meeting, the Kingfish asked a few of the boys over for a bridge game. The Kingfish and Amos are our partners against Henry Van Porter and Andy. Well, at the moment, we find them in the middle of bidding a hand.
Well, I started this bidding, and I'm going to finish it with a bid of 7 hearts.
Yeah, you really been doing some bidding there, Andy. That's a grand slam you done hit there. I pass. Up to you, Henry.
Well, partner, I pass.
Well, Andy, I'm going to double that 7 hearts.
Redouble. I'll show you how to play this game.
Yeah, well, my first lead.
Hey, wait a minute. Before we start, I just want to ask one question.
All right, Andy, what is it?
Tell me this, fellas. Is the king the one with the whiskers?
Oh, Andy, you sure you know what you're doing there?
Of course I do. And another thing, is Deuces wild?
Oh, wait a minute, sir. Now, let me get a scorecard off the desk over here. I tell you what, we keep it on the back of this calendar. Hey, wait a minute, boy.
What's the matter now?
I just happened to look on this calendar here. What is the date today?
Well, let me see. Today...
The day is the 12th.
Look here on the calendar here. I just happened to notice that on the 13th, my wife has got written down there the word birthday. Boys, I was lucky to see this. Tomorrow is my wife Sapphire's birthday, and I got to do something about it right now.
Yeah, well, let's stop this bridge thing, because I don't think we're getting nowhere.
Hey, let me think here. What can I get the old gal that she can really use?
Well, how about giving her a course of beauty treatment?
No, I had her fixed up at the beauty shop last month. Yeah, she looked fine until she went out and ran her whole face washed away.
Well, if you want to give her something for in the morning, you better get going. Ain't you got no money?
Well, now, let me see. She got $5 hid around the house here someplace. I don't know if it's in the cupboard or not.
Well, what's in the sugar bowl?
Lately, we've been keeping mustard in there.
Yeah, we kind of short on sugar, too.
Well, we was short on flour, too, but Mrs. Van Porter found a store that got in some lately, and she went down and got 100 pounds.
100 pounds?
Yes, yeah, she wanted to get some before the hoarders got there.
Them hoarders will grab the flour as fast as the weevils do. They certainly will.
Yeah.
Say, wait a minute. I know where the $5 is. It's in a handkerchief box.
Well, you can't buy very much today for $5, Kingfish. Why don't you consider opening a charge account?
Yeah, and save the $5.
Yeah, well, come on, Andy, go shopping with me. We'll open a charge account. How do you do it, Henry?
Well, it's just a matter of your standing and reputation in the community.
Well, I got a reputation, all right.
Well, let's go anyway. Maybe the man ain't heard about it.
Now, Andy, Commander, before we go into the credit department here to see the man, get an honest look on your face, will you?
Yeah, well, here we go.
Yeah, and when I walk in, I'll say something about the weather. That's always surefire. How you do, sir? Nice day.
How do you do? Yes, it is a lovely day.
Well, I didn't know it was that good. Mister, my name is Honest George Stevens, and this year is First of the Month Brown.
And what can I do to make you gentlemen happy?
We coming to that now, mister.
Oh. Well, sit down. Oh, but not on those hard chairs there. Take these soft chairs here. There. Comfy?
Yeah. You're fine, thank you.
Oh. Now, Mr. Stevens, did you wish to open a charge account?
Yeah, sir, that's exactly why I come here.
Oh, how wonderful. You make us very happy. There's nothing that gives us more pleasure than to serve you, to give credit, to make life a little easier for you. Believe me, Mr. Stevens, our merchandise is at your disposal.
After you finish with him, mister, I want to talk to you, too.
Yes, you know, this store has become near and dear to my heart. I have seen the sweetness and understanding that we all have toward our customers. Oh, I've been here many years.
Years, huh?
It's not generally known, but confidentially, I am on my 3,221st carnation.
Well, congratulations. That's quite a stretch you've done here.
Yes. But, gentlemen, I want you to know that our entire stock of merchandise in this store is yours.
Yeah, can we start carrying out the stuff now?
Yeah, we ought to have brought a trunk with us, you know it.
Now, first, let us make sure we have your name spelled correctly, proper address, so that nothing will go astray, and so we will know where to mail the... Oh, how I hate the word, bills.
Yeah, we got to get them sooner or later.
Now, gentlemen, for these routine questions, I want you to see our credit manager in the next room. Just a formality. Wait here a moment. I'll see if he's busy.
Don't tell nobody about this place, Hannah. Let's keep it all to ourselves.
Yeah, you know I love that man.
You may go in and see him now. He's on the phone, but he'll be right with you. Just walk in, and remember, we want you to take advantage of our liberal credit service.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Come on, Ed.
Yeah.
What is that, Smith? Well, issue a warrant for his arrest immediately. Those bills are supposed to be paid on the 10th of the month, and here it is the 12th. Put him in jail. Good luck.
Andy, when we walked in that door, we didn't go into another store, did we?
Hey, the man is waiting.
How you do, mister? Nice day, ain't it?
What's nice about it? You applying for credit?
Yeah, sir, my name is George Stevens. This is my assistant, Mr. Brown.
George Stevens. Address, please.
Here's my card here with all the stuff on it. Run your fingernail over that, mister. It's all graved up, sticking up there high.
Bank references. Name one.
Piggy.
Mr. Stevens, what is your occupation?
Now, there's a funny thing. I was just looking through the help wanted ads today.
You mean to say that you don't have any means of livelihood?
Oh, sure, but I couldn't bring her with me today. She's working.
Oh, no money, no occupation, no references. The answer is no charge account. Good day, gentlemen.
Come on, Anna. I done decided I ain't gonna give this place my business.
No.
Well, there you are. Is everything taken care of?
Oh, I was upset. The man refused to give me credit at the store here.
Oh, what a shame. I know just how you must feel.
You do?
Yes, they won't give me any credit here either.
Well, you missed there, Kingfish. Trouble's it with you. You're always trying to get something for nothing.
Yeah, you're right, Ander. That's my trouble, all right. I was always after something that's just out of my reach. Well, hello there, Cedar.
Hello there, sleeping sickness. What do you look so worried about?
Cedar, I got to buy my wife a present.
What have you done wrong now?
No, I ain't trying to cover up nothing. No, I just happened to pick up a calendar that she had at home, and I see the birthday is tomorrow. I'm pretty lucky to even seeing it, too.
Well, seem to be a lot of birthdays around this time of year. Mrs. Van Porter had one last week.
Oh, she did, huh? How old was she?
Well, she's like a lot of women I know. She took 40 years to get to 33.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Let's take a quick break. Do you love fun t-shirts, tank tops, and hoodies that make a statement? Well, at tdazzle.com, we have hundreds of fun designs so you can share your love for anything from hot rods, surfing, pets, holiday-themed, and many, many more fun topics. Give tdazzle.com a visit and shop cool tees, hoodies, and many more items. That's tdazzle.com. They make our program possible. Now back to our program.
Is women ashamed to tell the right age?
Kingfish, a woman's age is like a speedometer on a secondhand automobile. You never know how far it's been set back.
Women's are sure touchy about the ages, don't they?
Yeah, and I can't understand it. I don't see why all these women want to hide the age. Just plain foolishness. What difference does it make if people knows how old you is?
Yeah, that's right. Sure is. How old is you, Sadie?
None of your business.
I still say that a woman ain't got nothing to worry about people knowing her age. She can go to a beauty shop once a week and they can fix up her face to keep her from looking old.
Yeah, but don't forget one thing. A smart man can always read between the lines.
Yeah, funny why women's hide the age.
Kingfish, I got a little piece of poetry here that every woman ought to hear.
Yeah, what is it?
It goes like this. You women are a funny lot when you discuss your age. As you count through the book of life, you sometimes skip a page. Why do you hate to admit those years after you pass maturity? You gotta come clean someday, girls, to collect your social security.
What is we doing back here at the department store, King?
Well, I got $5 from home that Sapphire had hid, and I thought I'd go up and get her some perfume.
Oh, that's good. There's the elevator right over there.
Yeah, let's get there. We got it all to ourselves here, ain't we? Yeah. Get in there.
Going up, mister?
Going up. We don't go sideways, bud.
Well, anytime you're ready, we're ready to go.
Y'all want to tell me what you're going after?
You got to know that now.
Well, I'll tell you. In these days, but instead of you going all the way up and walking all over and finding a clerk and asking him for something you used to get before the war, wouldn't it be easier for me to say,
Yeah, well, now, listen, couldn't we get started going up?
All right. Close that elevator door for me, will you?
Look here. You mean to say that a big store like this ain't got an automatic arrangement for the doors to open and close? You got to close the doors yourself?
Up to now, I ain't closed none.
Tell me this, how will I know when I got to the floor where the perfume is?
Well, you have a double check on that. I'll tell you and you'll smell it. And I guess I'll lean against this lever here and start off. You know, if they don't put push buttons in here, I'm going to pick at this place.
Well, here we go.
Second floor, home furnishings. No radio, no stove, no washing machine, no electric iron, no refrigerator, no home furnishings at all.
Well, can't nobody get a home nowhere. Keep going, mother. Don't even open the door.
You was gonna open it. Third floor, nylon stockings, rayon stockings, genuine hair nets, face tissues, pure silk lingerie. You'd be surprised to know how many women think we got that stuff.
Well, keep going, mister, keep going.
Four floor, pins, needles, threads, buttons, darning needles, clothespins, safety pins, hooks and eyes, and snappers. Then a crummy bunch of stuff on that floor.
Tell me this, when do we get to the perfume floor?
Boy, we ain't in smelling distance now.
Yeah.
Fifth floor, lipstick, powder, face cream, cosmetics, makeup, and special perfumes with names you can't understand, and same go for the prices.
Yeah, well, we finally got you. Let's get out, Kingfish.
Yeah, go ahead.
Say, Bud, come here a second, will you?
Me?
Mm.
What do you want?
Listen, Bud.
What's that?
Close that door for me, will you?
Well, there's a job for you, Annie. That fella just sit down in the elevator and the public do all the work.
Yeah. I wonder if they got a vacancy.
Here's the perfume counter right here. There's a girl to wait on us.
Wow, look at there.
Calm yourself, Dan.
How do you do?
Hello.
Just what do you have in mind?
There must be some way of answering that without getting pulled out of it.
Take it easy, Dan. Say, Mercer, I'm looking for some sweet-smelling perfume.
Now, let me see. Oh, here's a lovely perfume we call Dangerous.
Dangerous, huh? How much is that dangerous stuff?
$20 an ounce.
$20 an ounce?
Yeah, well, maybe my wife ain't got to smell that dangerous. Yeah, you got something just a little risky that we can use?
Well, now, let me see what I have here. Oh, here's a series of perfumes that we sell to suit the personality and the type.
Yeah.
The first one is Debutante. Then the next one we call Glamour. And then there's Fascination. This might suit her.
You ain't got none named Scarecrow, is you?
What's in that bottle right there?
A new perfume just in this week. It's really delightful.
Yeah? What's the name of it?
Struggle Number 5.
You know something? I think that's what my date used last night.
Well, I guess we better forget the perfume.
Yeah.
Say, what's in that bottle over there, miss?
Which one?
That fancy-shaped bottle over there. That is the prettiest bottle in the store.
Oh, yes. I can give you that perfume in bulk for $3. With the bottle, it's $22.50.
Kingfish, maybe you just ought to get a bulk full.
Yeah. Let's get away from here.
Oh, just a minute. Here's a new fragrance direct from France. It's called Inner Fire. Let me put a drop on the back of your hand. Now, smell that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. Take a whiff of that, Andy.
Mm. 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 Is you busy tonight, miss?
This is pretty good. How much is this, miss?
$36 an ounce.
Yeah, well, I might take some of this. Could you let me have $2 worth?
Well, you got that on the back of your hand.
Come on, Andy. Come on. Well, Andy, let's look around on the floor here and maybe get Sapphire Kimona for her birthday.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, lucky thing I see that on the calendar, you know. I'll give it to her early in the morning, too, for a present.
Yeah. Hey, look here. What's Shorty doing on this floor with kimonos and women's dresses and all this stuff?
Hey, well, hello there, Shorty.
Well, I'll be talking. You get. What's new? How's it? What we do? Hiya, fellas.
Hey, Shorty, what is you doing in the women's dress department?
Yeah, I'm looking for a size 36.
A 36 what?
I don't care as long as she's pretty.
Yeah, well, the reason I was up here, Shorty, is because I really got a problem.
Mm.
My wife's birthday is tomorrow, and I got to think of something to get her.
You know something? I had that same problem about last week. It was my girl Josephine's birthday, and I didn't know what to get her.
Yeah, well, it's tough, all right.
Yeah, but I finally come right out and ask her point blank what she wanted. She was very unselfish about it. Oh, she was very unselfish. She said, "Sweetheart, give me something that we both can enjoy."
Oh, that's wonderful. What'd you get her, Shorty?
A lipstick.
Yeah, well, I want to get something in women's clothes for Sapphire. Shorty, you got pretty good taste. What's your preference in women's clothes?
A woman.
But what I got to get in the way, I got to get her something, Shorty.
Yeah, see, there's a woman's department back through the archway there. You could go in there. Oh, I'll tell you what you could do.
What's that?
I know a lot of husbands that go up on the seventh floor and they get their wives a come-down dress.
A come-down dress?
Yeah.
Why do the husbands call it that?
But because the husbands go up there and they see them on live models. They take it home and their wife puts it on. It's such a come down. So long, fella.
So long, fella. Well, he ain't no help to us, Andy.
No, let's go over this way.
Yeah, what's in that room over there? Got a sign over the archway there. What's that?
Oh, that's A-N-T-I.
Well, that's Anticipation Shop. Yeah, you might find something in there. Come on, let's go in there.
Yeah, well, what do that word, anticipation, mean?
You are the most ignorant man I done ever seen. It means that people is anticipating a birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's walk in there. Yeah, got some dresses on the rack in here. Look at that.
Yeah, there sure is.
Yeah, here's a rack with her size on it right here, 36. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take one off the rack here and hold it up here. That is the biggest 36 I done ever seen. Hey, hold that up in front of you there, Anna.
Yeah. Hmm. That's fancy, too, ain't it?
Yeah.
That laces up like a football.
Yeah. Say, wait a minute. Here come the lady now.
How do you do? Something I can do for you?
Yeah, I want to get one of these dresses for my wife.
All right, sir. Now, when does she expect the big event?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? And you're getting her the dress today?
I want her to wear it tomorrow night when we go out dancing, you see.
Dancing?
Oh, yeah, we do it every time. That's always a custom with us, you see.
Oh, yeah, they really jump around, them two.
It's none of my business, but I still think you're getting it rather late for the event.
Well, lucky I remembered it at all. If I hadn't looked on the calendar, I wouldn't know nothing about it.
Well, this is very unusual. How many is this for your wife?
Well, confidential. She don't want to generally know it, but it's the 40th.
Oh, 40th?
Yeah, but she wants people to think she's so young that she tells everybody it's just 37. That's
what. Oh, this is too much.
Yeah, well, hey, lady, come back here just a minute, will you? Okay, honey, okay. Well, I think I done the right thing in getting her this nice kimono. It's all wrapped up pretty. I'll give it to her when she bring in my coffee.
All right, George, here's breakfast.
Yeah, well, now, sweetheart, here's a little surprise for you.
A surprise? Why, George?
Honey, I'm going to confess something to you. You know that $5 that we had put away? I used it to get this.
Well, George, I'm sorry you done that, because I wanted to get some with that $5 myself.
Well, anyway, honey, I like an elephant. I never forget the important occasion. Here it is, honey, your present, with all my best wishes for a happy birthday.
Happy birthday? George, this ain't my birthday. It's your birthday.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you Girl Scouts. Thank you, folks, and good night.
Good night, everybody.
I I hope you enjoyed this latest Geezer Gus Presents episode. Stay tuned for the next exciting episode. Please check back often, and make sure to subscribe to my podcast, so you won't miss the new exciting episodes. In the meantime, scroll up or down to find other exciting episodes to listen to. Don't forget to visit geezergus.com to see and listen to all the program categories and episodes. I really want to say a special thank you to all of the Patreon supporters for helping to keep Geezer Gus Presents online. Your support is truly appreciated. Thanks for stopping by. Bye-bye for now.